Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Tezayin. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 252. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Tzvi shenichnas l'soch habayis. A deer enters a house, v'nol echad b'fonov, and a person closes the door in front of it, chayiv. He is chayiv achatos, if it's done b'shogeg, that is an issur d'oraisa. If two people close the door together, so then peturim, then they're pater from a chatos, it would be pater of also being issur d'rabbanan. Ein echad yochol linol. If one person is unable to close the door by himself, and because of that, v'nol ushnayim, so two people did the job together, so chayovim, since they're both needed for the job, that is going to be a chiyah for both of them. The Ramah says, v'im ha-pesach kfar megupov. If the doorway is already closed up, so mutter lenalo b'manul. Then you can lock it with a lock. Once the door is closed already, locking it up is not going to make a difference, and that will be fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yotes. So we have a tzvi that was nichnas l'soch habayis me'elov. We're talking about a case where the deer went into the house itself, and the person closed the door. V'kol shekein imechniso l'habayis v'nol b'fonav d'chayiv. Certainly, if the person did both, he first of all brought the deer into the house, and number two, then he went ahead and closed the door, he's certainly going to be chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Chof, v'no'al b'fonov, haynu shesosam hadelas, afilu below man'ul. We're talking about a case where he just closed the door, it doesn't have to be a lock, even though the lashon of v'no'al sounds like he locked it, the issur over here is that he closed the door that's trapping, even if he didn't lock it. Kevon she'ein atzvi yochel levroach l'maisa. Once you close the door, the deer can't get out, so that is already going to be a chiyuv. Sivkoton chof aleph, if two people close it together, they're potter. Diksiv v'im nefesh achas techeta bishkoga me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. The pasuk says, if one person will sin by accident from the am ha'aretz ba'asosa, the gomer, v'darshina n'vidarshim from there, ba'asosa, meaning ha'osa es kula. You're only chayv achatos if you did the whole thing yourself, v'lo ha'osa es miktsasa, not if you only did part of it, and therefore shnayim sha'asu is potter. V'im kein, if so, kevan shekol echad b'fnei atzmo yochel enalo, since each person in this case could have closed the door by himself, hare kol echad eino osa el miktsaso. So each person is only doing part of it, and therefore there will be no chiyav, it will only be an issur d'rabbanan. If you look at note number 34, he points out an interesting idea, and that is p'tur zeh shel shnayim shasua. This p'tur that we're saying over here from the chatos of two people that did the avera together, the Mekor Chaim writes, Shurak lagabe chiyuv havas karban. That's only lagabe the karban chatos, but with arshining from the parsha of the chatos, so two people doing it are part of the chatos. Aval osur lasos kemi daraisa. But don't think that what they're doing is not an issur daraisa. Zokta Mekor Chaim, there is an issur daraisa. The only p'tur of shnayim shasu is the p'tur from the karban. V'chein mashma b'meshech chachma. Sheshnayim sha'asu peturim mikareis umikorban, aval asurim laso zos midaraisa. V'chein tzide b'shalom shilas ber Yitzchak. They all say shnayim sha'asu, although you're potter from the korban, there is an issur daraisa. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mesupuk, ha'im p'tur zehu mimalkos orak mehavas korban. He is mesupuk if the p'tur over here is only from the korban, but also from malkos. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Avnei Nezer argues and he writes, she'afal pi, even if the Bechor Shor and others hold that it is an issur daraisa, mikomokom b'ramba mashma she'enu asur midrabbanan. The Rambam is mashma, two people doing it together, is lowering it down to a drabbanan. V'tamo, and the reason is, mishum she'asiyas ha'molocha ayidei shnayim necheves ka'asiyah k'lach hayad. Two people doing something that's really the job of one person is considered a shinui. Anything you do not in the regular way is going to be lowered to a derabbanan. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer says, according to the Rambam, it is mashma, it will be a derabbanan. V'chein mevura b'chay odom, she'en ha'davar osra el medrabbanan. So an interesting machlokas over here, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, explaining the mechaber, the p'tur from the karban chatos, but is it an issur daraisa or is it downgraded to a derabbanan? That is a major machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadon Chaviz. The Mechaber then said, two people that close the door together are potter, but ein echad yochol linol. But if one person is unable to do the job by himself, and two people are doing it together, it's really a job for two people, then they're both going to be chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Orchehu lino b'shnayim. We're talking about a case where it's a normal way to close the door with two people. V'harei l'kol echad malacha. So each person has done a malacha. The belav iu lo misavda. Without him, the job could not have gotten done. Therefore, they're both chayiv. V'im echad yachol lasos ba'atzmo. Let's say one person could have done it himself. V'asheni eino yachol. And the second person could not have done it himself. V'asu shneim, they did it together. So zeshe yachol chayiv, the one who could have done it on his own, he's going to be chayiv midaraisa. The misayeya ein bo mamish, the one who's helping him has no mamoshes, and it doesn't take away his stiyav. The one who could have done it by himself, and he does it with the other person, is chayiv. V'havi ki'ilu osa kol levad, it's as if he did it all by himself. V'zeshe einu yachol, the one who is not able to do it by himself, potter avol aser, he would have a iser derabbanan, but he would be potter from the korban. Sifkaton chav gimel is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said if the door is already closed, you're allowed to lock it, because you are not doing the molacha. Says the Mishabura Chav Gimel Pirish, Sosum Ba'ofen She'ein Atzvi Yochel Avroch. We're talking about a case where the doorway is closed up in a way that the Tzvi has no way to escape. The Alkein Mutter Lino. Therefore, you are allowed to lock it. The Man'ul Rak Shmirahu. Because the lock is only an extra Shmira V'lo Tzida. It is not trapping. The animal was already trapped. The animal is already trapped and standing. So too, if the deer was tied up in the house, if the deer is tied up in the house, then you are allowed to go ahead and close the door. And even if the deer gets untied afterwards, you do not need to open the door that you had closed in order to let him go out. Since at the time that you closed the door, it was 100% mutter, the animal was tied up just because it got untied, your malacha is still not a malacha, you would not be required to reopen the door. I would like to point out three small bir halachas on this sif. Beginning on the bottom line of page 252. V'nol echad, the first case. A tzvi entered a house and one person closed his door, he's chayiv. Mairi shabayis eino gadol. We're talking about a house that is not large. D'motalei b'chat shchia. Once you close the door and you close the deer into this house, you can grab him with one running. So that's why in Michayev, like we discussed in Sif Aleph, the Ilav Hachi, because if that was not the case, but rather it was a large house, so then Patra Avalasar, it wouldn't be a full trapping, you wouldn't be Chayev Midaraisa, it would only be an Issa Drabanan. Ulafize, according to this, Yesh Li Zohar Ma'od, one should be very careful. Be'im Kona Oif Kodem HaShabbos, if a person bought a bird before Shabbos, Va'adayin Lo Hurgal Ha'opa Bayis, and the bird is not yet so comfortable in the house. And it happens that the bird flies into its cage on Shabbos. The kolov is humakum hamiyucha liskar b'ha'ofos. It's a place where you lock up the birds. Shalo listom es delas hakolov. You have to make sure that you don't close the door of the cage. The bazen nechshav tzida gemura. That would be a regular case of trapping. Shesham hamakum kotzer, because that is a very narrow place. Umotale bechad shchia, and you can grab it with one running and one try. So that would be the iser daraisa of trapping. Ma she'en ken keshu b'bayis, which is not the case when this bird is in the house. V'ayin l'kamon b'sif yud beis v'mishabur sham. We'll see more about this later on in Sif Yud Beis. But the Iker point, the Biar Lacha is pointing out over here, it's not every house that a deer is in that closing the door is going to be an Issa Daraisa. It's only if it's a small area, in which case you can grab it relatively easy afterwards, then it's an Issa Daraisa. If it's a huge place, and even once he's in the house, you're not going to be able to catch him anyway, so then it would be downgraded to a Darabonim. Next Biar Lacha, Divra Maskel Chayiv. This is going on the same point, that a Tzvi entered a house, and you close the door in front of it, you're chayiv. Says the Bira Locha, V'davka k'sheyoda be'ez hani'ilot shetzvi besocho. You're only chayiv achatas, it's only an Issa Daraisa. If when you close the door, you knew that the deer was there. You knew at the time of closing the deer was inside. Avalim achakach noda lo sheyesh shom tzvi potter. But if you close the door, and you only found that afterwards, by the way, there was a deer inside, you're going to be potter from the chatos. This is similar to a case where a person is lifting up some plant and he thinks it's detached. V'chotach mechuber, by accident, he ended up taking something that was attached. The onesu, that's considered an ones, he's not chayiv. V'afilu im niskavin achakach shelo liftoach hadelas ad ha'erev mishum atzvi. Even if once you found out there was a deer in the house, You closed the door when you didn't realize it, but now that you found out the deer was there, you were so happy. You made sure nobody opened the door the whole Shabbos because you want to keep the deer trapped there. Gam kein ein iser bedover, that's 100% mutter, there's no iser. You didn't do anything. When you closed the door, you didn't know there was a deer there, it was fine. Now that you found out it was there, you didn't do a maisa, you just kept the door closed, that's going to be fine as well. V'hu adin di yoshev ala pesach, the same thing would be true if you're sitting by the doorway. V'lo yodo shetzvi besocho, you don't know that a deer is in the house. Then you find out that by sitting there you're blocking the doorway and you block the deer inside the house. So you can stay there and guard the door until it gets dark. Because your trapping, which was done not realizing it was trapping, was before your machshava, and therefore that is also permissible. One more bir halacha over here, ein echad. So the Mechaber said in his last case, if one person can't do the melacha himself, and two people did it, they're both going to be chayiv. Zakti bir halacha. V'afilu im haya bal koach gadol. Even if one of the people was very strong, ela sha'osa ba'ofen shu levado lo haya yochal asoso. He's just trying to close the door in a funny way that he can't close it himself. Basically, he can close it himself if he did it the normal way. He's doing it in a funny way, and that's what's making him not able to be closing it. Kegon sha'osa be'etzba achas, for some reason, he's trying to close the door with one finger. She'tzarech l'siyuas ha'acher. So the mela says he's trying to close it with one finger. It's a heavy door. He can't do it. He needs help from someone else. So nami mikri eino yochel v'chayiv. That's also called he's unable to do it. So it goes by the way you are doing it. If the way you are doing it, you can't do it by yourself, and two people are doing it together, then both people will be chayiv. Zokta mechaber vayter sevav. Yoshav echor ala pesach umilo. One person sat by the door, filled up the doorway to block the tzvi inside the house. Yochol hasheni leisha betzido. Once the first person already blocked the doorway, the second person can sit on his side and it's fine. Va'afilu im amar harishon. And even if the first person then got up and left, v'halach lo, hasheni putter umutter. The second person is putter and he's mutter, it's 100% fine. Va'arishon chayiv. So we're talking about a case that we'll see in the Mishua very clearly, that one person sat blocking the door, the other person sat next to him, really like in front of him or behind him, where he's also now blocking the door. What he's doing is accomplishing nothing because the first person already blocked it, but now the first person disappears, now he's blocking it. That's 100% mutter. Like we discussed before, he didn't do anything that was blocking the door. When he sat there, it was already blocked by the first person. Now that the first person decided to disappear, he didn't do any maisa different than what he did initially, which is mutter, so everything is good with him. So up to Mishabura said, Kadon Chav Dalid, Yochol. So the Mechaber said, again, if one person is sitting and blocking the entire doorway, his friend's allowed to come and sit by his side. Va'afilu im kavanoso b'shvil ha'tzvi shari. Even if the second person's intention is to come and to be mechazik, the blocking of the deer inside its mutter. Kevan dekfar nitzra le'arishom. Since the deer is already trapped by the first person sitting there, even though that is the second person's intention, it's 100% mutter. Sivkoton chavei. Even if he was holachlo, even if the first guy then disappeared, the second guy remained in his place, it's mutter. Umairi, we're dealing with a case. Shebe'e shaholach harishon lo zoz hasheni mimakomo klal. We're talking about a case that when the first person left, the second person did not move from his place at all. Ukigon, for example, shalichaso hoysel asochabayis. The first person that was on the inside walked inside the house. The second person sat outside the first person, so he just remains in his spot and he's blocking the door. Oh, or shasheni yosha beso chalala pesach, or the second person sat on the inner side of the doorway, mibifnim lahabayis, on the inside of the house, v'harishon yosha beso chalala pesach lachutz, and the first person that sat there was on the outer side of the doorway, v'nimsa kesheholach harishon nishahu al makomo. So the first guy left outwards, so the middle guy, the inside guy, is still in this place. So it doesn't matter who has the inside lane, the outside lane, as long as the person who leaves in his direction, and the other one remains in his exact spot, the second person who came is 100% mutter. V'alkein mutter lo l'chatchila leishev ad shetechshach. Therefore it is mutter for the second person to remain sitting until Shabbos is over. Av shehum miskavim b'shvil ha'tzvi. Even though his full intention is to block in the tzvi, it's 100% fine. Kevon de'eino osa maisa mechadosh. Since he is not doing any new maisa, elohu shomer lahatzvi shekvar nitzod. All he's doing is blocking the deer in that was already trapped. He's not doing a maisa of trapping, it's mutter. But if their positioning and the movement of the first one was opposite, meaning, if the second guy sat on the outside, and the first person was on the inside, if the first person that was on the inside wants to leave the house, the second person who's on the outside has to move out of his way, so the first person can go out the door, and then he goes back to his position. Once he got up to move out of the way of the first person, that was mevatel, the trapping of the deer, because now the deer was able to escape. And now when the second guy goes back to his position, to fill up the doorway, that would be an isadaraisa. Obviously, once he gets up and the first guy leaves, no one's there, so now he goes back to his place, even though it's the same position, that would then be an Isser Daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Osur Linol Es Beso Kedei Lishmer Klei Beso, you are not allowed to close the door of your house to protect and guard the kalim in your house. Im Yodeya Sheyesh Tzvi Besocho, if you know there's a deer inside, even though you're closing the door to protect your silver, Osur to close the door. Even though your intention is not to trap the deer, you can't close the door. This is a psikresha. By closing the door to block your silver, you are vaday 100% blocking the deer in. That's a psikresha. Asam midaraisa. The kol shekein and miskavin bishul shnehem. Certainly, if you're closing the door for both purposes, to protect your silver and to protect the deer, then vaday it is an isadaraisa. Yoshav echad ala pesach. One person sat by the doorway. The lo milohu, he did not fill up the whole doorway. The yoshav hashenu milo, and the second guy sat next to him to complete the closure of the opening. Hasheni chayiv. Then only the second one is chayiv. The first one left an opening. The deer could have gotten out. The second one that he completes the blockage of the doorway is going to be chayiv daraisa. Shal yodo nasa hatzida. Through him, the malacha of trapping happened. Next case. Nichnaso lo tzibur tachas kanfik suso. A bird flew inside his garment. After kfar nitzod va'omerhu, even though by the bird flying underneath his garment, it's already trapped. Mikomokom osur lolikach biyado. You're still not allowed to take the bird in your hand, even though it's already trapped in your garment. Mishum muktzah devalei chayim, because we know birds are muktzah. Elo yoshevu mishamro achetelshach. All you do is you could sit there and guard it till Shabbos ends. Oem yeshlo bayis, if you have a house nearby, holech umanich osham, you can walk there and drop it off in the house. Mutter liftoach esabayis bifnei atzvi. If there is a deer that is trapped in the house, you're allowed to open the door and let the deer out. O lifrok oso mimitsudaso, or you could undo it from its trap. Ubavat shelo yetaltalenu. As long as you don't move the animal with your hand, you can undo a trap and let the deer loose. That's okay. The Isser is trapping, not untrapping. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.